Macmillan Audio presents Arabella, the Traitor of Mars, The Adventures of Arabella Ashby, Book 3, by David D. Levine. Read for you by Barry Krynick. Part 1. Earth, 1816. Chapter 1. The Victory Jubilee. Arabella descended the steps beside London Bridge in a great rush, Captain Singh and Fox and Lady Corey following behind at a more stately pace. Spread out below across the frozen river lay the Victory Jubilee, celebrating the final defeat of Napoleon at the Battle of Venus. It was night, and the lights of the festival reflected dully from the ice below, echoing the stars which winked crisply in the black sky above.
"Do be careful," Captain Singh called.
"La, sir, you are far too cautious," she called back coquettishly.
"But we have not yet proved your foot upon ice."
Captain Singh had been born in India, and despite being widely travelled on Earth, Mars, and Venus, and the interplanetary atmosphere between, had little experience of ice or snow. His formality, caution, and intellect were at once his most endearing and most annoying qualities. Arabella herself had little more experience with ice than her husband. Her previous sojourn on Earth...